Okay. Where might you keep your cows if you were living on a farm?
Well, my mother took them in the pasture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They kept, like, the cows they used for milk. Most of the time, it was just in a lot of around the barns and when.
Yeah, yeah.
They fed her strictly mm-hmm. dry feed, more or less. The milk was better.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Is it better than having to go out and pasture?
There's a green taste when it gets out in the
pasture.
I fed them on cottonseed meal and hull. That was on good things. That's about to tell you.
Did you ever mix any molasses with it?
No. If they had ground hay, they would mix a little molasses with the hay.
Mm-hmm.
But these two things besides just a little hay sometimes. And was all they ever had was a little alfalfa hay, a Johnson grass hay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing to
didn't get any complaints from the cow.
That's right.
Okay.
Made better milk, too.
Mm-hmm. Can you actually taste a cow that's been out in the field?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Especially when they have these little bitter weeds in the field, you know, those little yellow flies they call it bitter weeds.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's sometimes where you can't even wreck it.
Wow.
And this imported plant from Japan, this kudzu vine.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste that in the milk real strong.
Really?
And that green taste to it makes them pleasant.
What did they bring us that kudzu over for? I mean, why was it important?
They used it for the idea, I believe, to begin with was to stop washing and soil erosion, which it does to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a forage crop too for cows. They love it.
It doesn't do anything for milk cows?
But besides giving the milk a bad taste, it's good for beef cows.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the one fellow that keeps them packs for real dry weather, you know, it can stand dry weather. Because of the root system of beef, you know. This pastor gets, he say that when there's an emergency measure, you know. Gets real dry and sometimes he'll tell me all the kudzu packs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that a lot of times. Like, the drying that I do, it'll just cover everything.
That's
right. You stay filthy on.
You people say you can't get rid of it, but you can. All you gotta do is put a cow on it. Just get it in a minute.
Okay, what would you call a place where you keep your horses?
A little barn.
Mm-hmm. Alright. In the field, if you wanted to milk your cows out in the field, is there a place out there that you might take them?
No. We always naturally try to have a shed to milk them on. But I have milked them a lot of times out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
We just feed them so they stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you never had a little place where you could put them to hold them?
No stanchions like we do in the dairy barn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now they milk them, don't feed them as you milk them. Have you? But they don't use stanchions now.
Mm-hmm.
In the newest barns, they just stack them side by side like that, so they can't turn around in a circle.
You ever been kicked or bit by a cow?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Really?
Anybody's ever done much milking and been kicked, pounded.